All buttoned up now.
How do I look?
So you're visiting me.
Yeah.
So this is my office, so yeah. The mess is mine.
Okay, great. Then how is this mess?
Actually, this is pretty clean, actually.
Well, you knew we were coming.
Except for that over there. But so who are you, and why are you visiting?
My name is Trover Shuren. I'm the co-founder of Formotus.
Formotus?
We build technology that enables information workers to rapidly deploy data to their mobile devices, Windows mobile devices.
Ooh. And you said you were doing something with InfoPath, too? Or?
Yeah, my co-founder, Adriana Nagu, is the co-inventor of InfoPath and co-holds for the patents
at
Microsoft. And so Adriana joined me about 9 months ago. We found out that Microsoft wasn't going to be developing a Windows mobile version of InfoPath before the release of Office 12. So we thought there was a big need in the market there, so we developed it.
So what does your product do? Tell me a little bit about why you started this.
Basically, we saw a big need to move InfoPath from the tablet and the PC on to the Windows mobile platform.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we've done.
And do you work on smartphones and pocket PCs? Or
yeah,
just
any
PCs?
Of the Windows mobile platforms. Yeah, all form factors, any version 2003 or 5.0.
So, and how much of the InfoPath functionality do you support? In other words, what does this thing look like, and does it?
Basically, what we try to do is allow the user to design the form once in InfoPath, and then be able to re-platform that from the desktop or the tablet onto the Windows mobile device. Yes. And if you ask too many more questions about technology, you need to be asking. I just raised the money.
You're the suit.
Yeah, I'm the suit.
I haven't had a suit.
This is the second time I've ever worn a suit coat on the Microsoft campus.
Yeah, I wore one once and I got derided pretty heavily.
Yeah,
they said, you're either here to sell us something or you're here for an interview.
Right. Yeah.
How do I get this thing?
Basically, we are a software as a service.
Okay.
You log on to our website, you take your InfoPath form, and then we publish it, and it's automatically deployed to whatever wireless devices you have in your account. And so we also allow you to keep track of the versions of each form that you have, to manage your forms library, and also to manage the wireless devices. So you can tell what forms on what device, how often it's been used, what version it is. And in the unfortunate event that you lose a device, you can also erase all the forms that are on it. Through our site.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
How do I pay for this? Do I pay for it by user or by...
By device.
By device.
So you sign up, it's a monthly subscription, and depending on the number of devices that you have, you pay a monthly
fee. So if I run a home insurance or a car insurance agency and I have insurance adjusters out in the field with mobile devices, I pay by device.
Exactly, yeah.
For like 10 devices, how much are we
talking about? Five devices is $175 a month, so it nets out to about $18 a month average. Pricing may be a little higher than that, but that's where we are right now in our pricing.
Okay, cool. And so I'll start asking technical questions.
Sure.
I don't know. Is there anything else I need to know in terms of the company? Or?
We're an early stage company, angel financed. We're in the process of raising a Series A venture round.
Ooh.
So
are you doing that?
That's
my
job.
What's that like? What's that like going around and trying to raise, and pitching to venture capitalists?
Well, I've been doing it for a lot of years. My last company I took public in '99. We raised about five venture rounds and eventually did an IPO. So unfortunately, I've been doing this for a lot of years.
Yeah.
But it is fun to have a product that's right in the center of where all the activity is today, with wireless data happening, being able to backdraft behind Microsoft or leverage one of their technologies. So we're pretty excited. Everybody we've been talking to has been pretty excited too. So.
Do you have any tips for entrepreneurs who might be in your spot soon or want to be in your spot?
Sure. Yeah. It's you just work 7 days a week and keep your chin up and just keep banging on doors and eventually you'll raise money.
Yep.
If you have a good product and a good business plan and a good management team, all of which we have.
Yeah.
Experienced.
What kinds of things do venture capitalists ask you when you try to go?
Basically, there's four things they look for. What is the technology you have? Is there a barrier to entry with it? how big is the market, is it worth investing in, what's the experience of the management team, and then a new thing that venture capitalists look for more and more, and it's really the tall pole, is what they call cost of customer acquisition. What they're really looking for, what they found in the past, there's lots of great technologies out there, but yeah, the sales cycle is so long, and you really don't have a business.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because one of our messages is, you hear Salesforce.com say that software's dead, and our message is tools are dead in terms of building, in terms of trying to sell tools into the business market so that companies can build their own mobile applications. Because we're not a tool. We're the only product that people can buy that information workers can use. Take InfoPath on their desktop, build a data-rich form, and then through Formotus get that onto their Windows mobile device. They don't need any developers. They don't need to write a line of code. And we're a front end to SharePoint or BizTalk or a SQL Server or any other data store that's out there.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Adriana can tell you one of the things we're discussing with Microsoft right now is they're using Formotus' technology as a front end to the Siebel CRM system here.
Yeah.
InfoPath and then Formotus, yeah.
Why bet on Microsoft technology? I've heard from entrepreneurs that Microsoft's a pretty tough partner to be betting on.
Well, we've obviously Adriana worked here for 10 years, and I've been a shadow of Microsoft. They've been a client of mine, a partner of mine over the years. So
we know how to dance with the
dinosaur.
Hey, you just called us a dinosaur on video.
So, no, we're when you look at the fact that Microsoft controls 95% of the desktops on the planet, and when you look at a product like InfoPath that is going to enable information workers to create the forms that they want to use to tap the data stores that are back there, it really leverages web services. And one of the quotes I like to give people is a release on your website I read a couple years ago, quoting Bill Gates and talking about the impact of web services being even greater than the impact that PCs had on computing. And so we look at InfoPath as one of the first examples of how, because of web services, an information worker can take an Office product and create a very robust data form mm-hmm. on their device without writing a line of code, without a developer. And yeah, that's something that I don't think the marketplace has realized yet.
No, I agree with you there. What kinds of things do you think forms are going to be used for? What's the opportunity? What do you see happening out in the world that made you bet on forms?
We think that, first of all, when you say forms, they're called forms, but the reality is, you could call them dashboards, whatever. It's a way of the data back here is what's important.
Yep.
And being able to get the data while you're mobile is even more important. And there's different ways you can try to interface with the data. Well, InfoPath and Formotus on Windows Mobile, that's the best and easiest way you can get to the data through this dashboard, if you will. The types of forms that can be designed, it's across virtually all verticals and in all departments.
Healthcare,
financial. We have two pilots underway, one of which was brought to us by Microsoft British Petroleum. We have another with Harris.
They have a few people walking around oil fields with little mobile devices, right?
Exactly. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Adriana will show you is a form that British Petroleum gave us and said, this is what we would like, this is the type of thing we'd like to have as an e-form. With InfoPath, she created one in less than a couple hours. Through our technology, we ported it onto Windows Mobile, and the next morning on a live meeting, we demoed it for them.
Wow.
By the end of that meeting, they committed to a pilot.
Very cool.
Which we begin next week. So.
Yeah.
That's something I can start showing you.
Yeah, so what do you do for them? You're the lead developer?
So I do everything else.
So it's a two-person team, a fun guy who goes after the money, and the person who builds the technology?
Yes,
I love it. What did you do here at Microsoft, by the way, for 10 years?
So I joined Microsoft in 95, worked on the product teams, first for SQL Server. I was a program manager.
Okay.
And for the last 5 years almost, I worked on developing this XML editor that initially started in the NetDocs project,
yep.
and then it became XDocs, and then it became InfoPath.
Yep.
And then InfoPath SP1, and I left actually 7 months ago to join Joe and start Formotus.
Yeah.
Decided 10 years of the corporate world was enough, was ready for some major change, and...
Take some risk out there in the,
yes, and,
in the real world
and work,
outside
work
of...
work from home and have that flexibility, and decided this was a great opportunity for me.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a ride, I have to say.
Yeah.
Very exciting, very different. Learned a lot more about the other side of the fence, more from a customer perspective, what customers want,
yep.
How small businesses get.
Right?
Yes.
I came out of the startup world.
Yeah.
I laid myself off of one company, so I know. You know, if you don't find customers, you get laid off. You don't have Bill Gates money keeping you employed for a while.
Right. So there is much more of a reality check in what I do every day than when it was at Microsoft, where you could make longer term bets. Here, you need to take the pulse of the market, what's needed now, how can I get revenue now? So it forces you to think a little bit differently.
Yeah. So what do you do now? You're still program managing, or are you actually writing code on this thing? Or?
No, I don't write code. Actually, our development team is based in India, and that makes it very cost effective for us to use every single dollar to the maximum, stretch it as much as we can. And I wear several hats. One is, one would say, program manager, deciding what are the features that we want to build and what is the user experience for using our product.
Yeah.
Also, I'm together with Joe doing a lot of demos and presentations, both to investors as well as customers.
India thing is interesting. How did you guys find the development team over there?
Actually, the company that we're employing is being led by an ex-Microsoft guy.
Oh, really? Yeah. We're all over the world, aren't
exactly,
we?
Exactly, everywhere. But he's based in Seattle,
yep.
and he works with a team in India, and he has a partner there, and that relationship has been working very well. They have,
as a matter of fact, they've actually taken half of the work that they do for us, they do for equity. So
wow.
they're huge believers in what we're doing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So they're hoping to see you do another IPO, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Very cool. So do you have a demo to show us?
Yes. What I wanted to show you, just to give you a feel of how this product works. This is a form in InfoPath.
Yeah.
That I created. It was based on a paper form that we got from one of our customers. And as you can see, let me resize this window a little bit better here. There are several kinds of controls on this form. I have a drop down, check boxes, and so on. And the idea is that this form would be submitted to a SharePoint server.
Right.
That's what the customer's scenario is. And over here, I'm going to project side by side this form running on my phone.
Okay.
So this is not an emulator. It's actually a projector of what I'm doing on the phone, but probably it's easier to see it on the screen.
I'm actually following along either.
Yeah, okay. And I have exactly the same kind of experience on the phone. There was no human intervention to tweak the form from how it works on the desktop on the left side of the screen
right.
to make it work on the phone.
Now InfoPath has a tablet or not inking control so that
mm-hmm.
you can use ink. What happens if you use one of those controls? Does it replace it with a text entry control?
Yes, we have text entry, and like a device like this, you can start typing using the keyboard.
Yeah.
The form automatically goes into portrait mode. we are extending some of the features that InfoPath has when we run on this mobile device, leveraging the platform and the type of things people do on a mobile device.
Yeah.
Take pictures, record voice, things like that. Send SMS messages. So,
Once you design your form in InfoPath on the PC, how long does it take to move over? What's the process of moving
over? Well, it's like 3 minutes. Okay. You actually connect to our website. I don't have internet connectivity here,
yeah,
but it's a dashboard. You connect to our site. You upload the form. We automatically convert it for you. You can see a preview of how the form would look. We do take care of the 9 different form factors that are out there for Windows mobile devices, and we would adapt the form for all those form factors.
Okay.
So you'd need to design it just once for mobile device, and it would work on all. And then you decide to which devices you actually want to push the form to.
Okay.
And that happens over the air very securely. And you can control check what devices have this form, what version of the form. The interface is very user-friendly compared to other products that are out there that are doing over-the-air deployment of settings and or files. Ours is targeted to the same audience as InfoPath is targeted as a product,
right,
to information workers.
Now, it works on Windows Mobile 5, or does it work on the...
It works on Windows Mobile 5 Pocket PC and smartphones, and Windows Mobile 2003 Second Edition,
okay,
smartphones, Pocket PC Phone Edition, so the whole range of Windows Mobile.
Selling now at Singular near you.
We
just interviewed the smartphone team this morning, and I got a look at the new... you have the Singular phone like I do.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we have the form working on this device, too.
Yeah.
You want me to show you the form on the
I believe
smartphone?
It works. It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same form.
We just got an interview with the I'll run this probably with the smartphone team's video, and... got to look at all the new... Motorola has a new Q coming out, which has a keyboard.
Right. Yeah.
It
looks sort of like a thin Trio or something like that.
Sure.
It's
pretty
sexy. Very cool. What else do I need to know about this? How do I get it on the device?
It's all over the air.
Is there a download that I needed to install?
It's a very thin download if you want... So there are several options. You may want to have a more robust... interaction with our service, and be able to, in case you lose your phone, we would remotely erase all enterprise data on the phone. So more on the device management capabilities, we would do that for you. If you do not want to install anything, or more for ad hoc installations, we can just send an email with a web link that is encoded just for you, and you can go and navigate to that, and then you can download the CAP files over the air as well.
Interesting.
So you really decide that based on the type of account that you want.
Yeah.
And the other thing we wanted to also point out is we do have an Enterprise Edition available, so that if you want it behind your firewall, you can also have that edition.
Okay. Cool. Well, it's cool to see InfoPath extended out, because InfoPath does run on mobile devices, right?
No,
so you're the way to go if you need InfoPath to go off the PC and onto mobile devices.
Right.
Well, with the beta of Office 2007, right?
Yep.
That's the name. You can have InfoPath forms on your mobile device, but they run in a browser.
Oh, okay.
Our forms run even when you're disconnected. The business logic runs. It's a rich client type of implementation.
Yeah.
So you can go into remote areas and fill out forms.
How does it resync then when you're...
You're connected, you just submit the form.
Oh, okay. So when you get back, like if I'm working on an airline...
Just like how Outlook works when you're sitting on the plane.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Does it do it automatically, or do I have to actually manually?
Right now, manually.
Okay.
Further, automatically.
Cool.
I think another key point about Formotus' solution is that we distribute a runtime with your form.
Okay.
So unlike InfoPath, where you need a copy on every desktop of someone that wants to use it.
Yep.
For our customers, they need a single copy of InfoPath to create the form. But then when they come to our site and we publish the form, then they can deploy it to all their devices, and we deploy a Firmotus runtime to each of the devices.
Ah, okay. And what if I hire a new guy and want to add it to a new device? How do I do that?
You just go into your account, enter the phone number of that device, and you're off to the races.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anything else I need to know? I think we covered.
We're going to do commercial launch at the end of Q2. We're doing pilots now, and we would welcome other pilots. We're working with the mobility group, and we're working with some of the vertical groups also.
So is this built in .NET, or is this a C++ kind of style app?
It is a .NET
application. And why bet on .NET? Why not use some other development methodology?
Because I think it's the way that you can most efficiently and performantly develop the application for the mobile device, for Windows Mobile. What we like also about InfoPath is that it's very standard-based.
Yeah.
It's using, I think, 12 or 13 industry standards, mostly around XML.
Yeah.
So it is very easy to go to customers and say, if you have a backend that exposes web services, you can get that data on your mobile device very easily.
Got it. So, that's interesting. Okay. Cool. I don't know what any other things I can ask.
People that want to find out more can contact us through our website.
Yep.
And it's www.formotus.com.
Yeah,
if I can
throw that card over here so I can take it. There we go. Cool. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.